Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear the mask.
I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above
all. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked,
triumph? Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
His hate the work of those who fall away.
My mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall
establish. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will
you,
triumph
Lord,
in the works of your
hands. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, everyone. Yes, you're not getting Bradley today. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim. I'm filling in for Bradley. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, you know, we got kind of a something going on there with their internet. So we want to keep the show live and everything. So I'm here to fill in. And that's what's going on. So those of you who are shocked to either see me on the video platforms or to hear me on the radio, that's me. And so we're going to pick up and we're going to make things happen today. Glad that you guys have joined us. If you guys want to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of GCN or one of the terrestrial stations out there and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, and see the face that's made for radio, head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and you'll see two videos up on the top of the page. The one on the right is this morning's show. You can still watch that up until 6 o'clock in the morning when we, Lord willing, we'll have be on again. And then on the left side of the page is where we're streaming now. So all you got to do is hit play. And when you do that, that should take you, or it should start playing the video there, blow it up on whatever device you got. Click on the Rumble icon in the bottom right and join us over there on Rumble in the chat there. We're also streaming on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page, dlive.tv at the Sons of Liberty. Setting Brush Fires on Twitch. And then if you've got a Roku device, we're on Cutting Edge TV over there. And we appreciate those guys all carrying us as well. And then while you're there, be sure right up under where the morning show is being streamed, there is a place where you can sign up for our new email newsletter. Please be sure to do that and support us that way, as well as if you want our weekly ministry email, you can sign up for that on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And those come out usually on Saturday. They have what's going on in the ministry, as well as Bradley's article for the week, and also whatever the special is we're offering in our store, which you can also access from sonsoflibertymedia.com, which, by the way, this week we're highlighting Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. This is Bradley's book. It's normally available for a donation of $11. And this week only, through Saturday at midnight, you can get that book for 25% off when you use the promo code GRASS. Pretty simple. GRASS, you get 25% off. All right, now through Saturday night. And be sure to check that out. I'm going to hit a couple of headlines here quickly before we get into everything that we're doing. Again, I'm kind of coming up a little bit short here, but I'm going to go over a topic that is definitely in the news. It's one that we've got to be aware of because, look, we're being hit at a whole bunch of different angles. If you go over to Leviticus 26, one of the things you see is when the people don't listen, that God brings it worse and worse and worse, the judgments, to get them to repent. And that's what we're seeing. Some people think, oh, the sun's out and it's getting close to, you know, it's spring, it's getting close to summer. And they're thinking, oh, all the bad stuff is behind us. No. You got to be vigilant because we haven't dealt with the bad guys yet. Okay. We haven't dealt with the bad guys yet, so there's no room for us to slack off in our duties. By the way, if you want to call in, I'd love to hear your comments on what we're going to be talking about, which is, in case you didn't read the Second Amendment, all gun laws are unconstitutional, all of them. And I'll tell you why we ended up having gun laws. It's because we didn't really bring justice. That's the reason we have all this nonsense. In the first place. And that's why the crimes that are committed can be used to that end, because the criminals who are caught committing crimes with guns aren't really punished. At least not a biblical form of justice comes upon them either. But if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, there's a couple of headlines I just want to hit real quickly before we go to break, if I can hit it that quick. Chuck Baldwin's got a new one out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Where are the anti-war hippies when we need them? Right? Right? I mean, you don't even have to be a hippie. You just need to be anti-war. You need to learn what the Scripture says about that, that we should be those who are peacemakers, right? But you can't make peacemakers with those who continually want war. You've got to stop them. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a little bit. The pro-gun actors who are anti-gun advocates, they're extremely hypocritical. This was Bradley's article for today. If you didn't hear the show yesterday, you can kind of put those two things together, because this has got a little bit new information on it from some of his videos. And then also, Biden's claim about children. I wish it were a gaffe. This is by Jerry Newcomb. And we're going to come against the break. I don't even know that I'm going to have time to play it. I'm going to play just the short little clip about what he said about the children in America. I mean, look, I'm one that recognizes that the family, mom and dad, God gave those children to them. The Bible's very clear, Psalm 127, 128. He gave them to them for a heritage, for a reward. And he desires to have godly seed, the book of Micah tells us. So God has done that, and we are those who are watching over them. But those who want to undermine God and are at war with God, they're going to come on, and they're going to tell you, no, those are our kids. Those are our kids. Hang on, we'll be right back after the break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and also 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, be right back.
The Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here we are. We're going to talk about the amendment that is the most infringed, that says it shouldn't be infringed, those rights to keep and bear arms. We're going to be talking about that in this hour. I was making mention of Joe Biden and this little talk that he had. It's real interesting, hosting the Teacher of the Year, the White House, right? And I want you to hear what he has to say, because it's like, my goodness, you know, he's not the only one that thinks like this. This is what's bad. It's not just one guy that thinks like this. There's a bunch of people who think like this. And, you know, it's our job as Christians to hold every thought captive unto Christ. We're to bring every thought captive unto Him. And when we do that, we go back to Scripture, and it was like what I was saying before the break. Mom and dads are the ones who are in charge of their children. They're also in charge of their children not only for how they're to be educated, but they're in charge of their children as to how they care for them, their health care and such, too. But this is not the mindset of one Joe Biden. Take a listen.
Public in the world. Have our students gain confidence enough to know what they can do, to reach in. We have an obligation. We have an obligation to help them teach and reach their potential. You've heard me say it many times about our children, but it's true. They're all our children. And the reason you're the Teachers of the Year is because you recognize that. They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom. You represent a profession that helps them gain the confidence.
So he says they're not somebody else's children. They're your children when they're in your classroom. No, they're not. No, they're not. They are mom and dads. And here's the thing. I've said it over and over and over, and I high-five all the parents who have come out over the past year or two, especially, against some of the indoctrination, the pornography within the schools, the mask mandates, the shot man. I applaud you parents for doing it. Some of you over, you know, the teaching of Islam within the school and all these kinds of things. But then you turn right around and you'll put your kids right back in the same facility to be violated again. What is wrong with that thinking there? What are you not getting? Oh, well, Tim, we'll hold them accountable. No, God told you that you're to teach your children, Deuteronomy 6. You are responsible for that. All day long is what it looks like to me in the scripture. When you get up, when you're lying down, when you're walking in the way, you put it on the doorpost of your house, you're to bind them as frontlets between your eyes, have it on your hands with what you think, what you do. I mean, you're to be an example to them, and you really can't do that fully if you drop them off at the state indoctrination center we call public school for 8 hours a day. All right? I mean, you just can't do that. And then on top of that, this comes to the issue of what we're talking about today regarding the Second Amendment and the attacks that we see on that. One is that parents have given no real foundation for history. They've given no real foundation to the God who has made their children, who has made them for a specific purpose, and that is to glorify and enjoy Him forever. So they don't have a foundation of who the Creator is, why He's created things the way He's done, the fact that He sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. They don't understand things like the fact that you have a right to defend yourself, biblically. We're going to look at a couple of those here in just a little bit. But do you know in the United States of America that we went for 150 years from 1776 to 1927 without any gun laws? And then Congress got the bright idea in 1927. There was a lot of stuff that went on there, wasn't there? You had just before this, you have the sinking of the Titanic and the installation of the Federal Reserve. You have a stock market crash. You have World War I and World War II on either side of this. In fact, it's kind of interesting when you go back to World War II and you look at Germany's gun laws, they're very similar to what we have here in the United States. I thought we were supposed to be the land of the free, home of the brave, but not according to what these people want to do, these criminals want to put in place. Now, they want to set everything up so they can disarm us, and they've been doing it for a long time. And we've let them. And it's time we said, no, you don't install more laws to stop criminals. You punish the criminal. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Anybody that goes and buys a firearm these days, what do you have to do? Well, if you're in a state that accepts CWPs, those are concealed weapon permits, once you went through that, you don't have to do all these other kind of background checks. You go in, you show your CWP, your driver's license, and you walk out with a gun. But if you don't have that, and some states want to tell you, oh, you need to wait so many days to get that gun, they think they're being wise. Oh, well, somebody might get passionate, and they might shoot somebody with this, that, and the other. You know, the state is not the thought police. They're not that. That's not what they're supposed to be. And so your rights get infringed, that liberty to own that weapon, to keep it and bear it. The state has stuck itself in between that with a 7-day or 10-day or whatever kind of thing. And they want you to pay them money, too, because the whole system runs on this corrupt debt monetary installation by the Federal Reserve. They want to make money off of you. They want to take your right and turn it into a permission from the state. Okay? I know a lot of conservatives, a lot of Christians, a lot of constitutionalists say, oh, I think it's a good thing because that keeps the guns out of the bad guy's hands. Really? Then why do we have so many news items where people are shooting each other? It doesn't keep it out of their hands. It keeps it out of the law-abiding people's hands. I could tell you numerous stories, some involved where women were killed waiting on the state or the county to approve their permit. Thinking of one particular lady up in New Jersey several years back. She was being stalked. And she wanted to get a weapon. And they wouldn't. They put her on this thing of 7, 10 days, whatever it was. And she was murdered by the stalker. Will the state be held accountable for that? Nope. They've been continuing to do what they're doing now. But yet, here in America, when we began, it was clear the Second Amendment, I mean, it's so clear a kid can understand it, right? Everybody knows the second part. The right to keep and bear arms, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Doesn't mean a little bit infringed, okay? It means shall not be infringed. And the first part of that is just as important. I've told you, if you're supporting a Second Amendment outfit, you need to find out whether they support all of the Second Amendment. Because that part about the militia is the part we have got to restore. As I've told, you know, listeners on the morning show, people are frustrated. At the Sons of Liberty, we get frustrated because there's no justice. And the solution is the people to bring justice. The only law enforcers mentioned in the Constitution, other than the president, are the people. It's the militia. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15. That's their job, is to enforce the law. To repel invasions, to put down insurrections. That's what their job is. This is why, you know, I've advocated for the information that TacticalCivics.com puts out. To teach us, we say we want to take our country back, but a lot of people don't know how to do it. Tackle Civics will teach you what your duty is in your county. Bringing back the common law grand juries and bringing back the county constitutional citizen militia. The one arm to bring indictments, the other arm to enforce them or to enforce any convictions that come from that. And who does that? That's not government. That's not those guys you vote for every 2 years. That's you and me. That's you and me that we're to be about that. And so that's why I've been encouraging that in the mornings. Now, there's a couple of things I just kind of want to touch on here. First, I want to go to, here are some of the bad guy quotes, okay? And I say this in light of all of the different attacks that are happening in the United States, whether they're at the state level or whether they're at the federal level. And one of the biggest ones that's come along since Donald Trump was in office is the red flag laws. I mean, those things are really, really dangerous. In fact, when we had Dr. Edwin Vieira on to talk about those, he said they violate pretty much all of the Bill of Rights. The red flag laws do. And so what I want to do is when we come back from the break, I'm going to read to you some quotes from gun confiscation advocates. They're not gun control, they're gun confiscation advocates. And then we're going to go back to our founding fathers. We want to hear what they have to say that refutes those. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Talk to you on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are suffering their worst day of the year. Former Home Depot and Chrysler head Bob Nardelli stresses calm.
You know, I think if you're just an average day trader, you ought to just stay pat and not get involved in this, these ups and downs. I don't think we're at the peak yet on inflation.
The Dow has fallen more than 1,200 points at times today. The NASDAQ has been down by 5% at times, while the S&P isn't faring much better. The Senate Majority Leader will attempt to advance abortion legislation next week. A Democratic bill would protect abortion rights under federal law. Democrats would need help from several Senate Republicans to move the proposal forward. Cinco de Mayo festivities happening across the country today. Cinco de Mayo is often confused with Mexico's Independence Day, which is held on September 16th. USA Radio News. A manhunt continues for an escaped inmate and an Alabama corrections officer who have been missing since last Friday. Authorities now believe there is a romantic relationship between murder suspect Casey White and corrections officer Vicky White. No relation. On MSNBC, Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton on the White's relationship.
He was here in 2020 for an arraignment and preliminary hearing. And when he finished that, he went back to state prison. We do know that they remained in touch while he was in state prison.
So their relationship, in whatever parameters you would define it, is at least 2 years old.
Yes.
Maybe older.
Could be older.
The site of a South Florida condo complex collapse will be auctioned off later this month. Bidding will start at $120 million for the May 24th auction. Nearly 100 people were killed when Surfside's Champlain Towers South collapsed last June. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to give me a call, we got half an hour if you want to call in. I'd love to have some comment on the topic that we're talking about. You know, God is the giver of men's rights. According to the Declaration of Independence, our forefathers understood that as well. The first one was life. And, you know, the Bible gives us a commandment that we should not murder. You shall not murder. You shall not kill. Okay? What was the positive aspect of? Well, obviously, we don't want to take somebody's life, right? But what's the positive aspect of that? Well, it's to preserve life, right? You say, well, can you do both things in one action? Yes and yes. Yes. You can get in a situation to where you, as the state of South Carolina sees it, that you assume the rights of a victim that you see a crime is being committed against. You can assume their rights, step in their way. If there is a life-threatening issue, you can take out the bad guy with your weapon on behalf of the other guy, and thus you are fulfilling the command to love that neighbor as yourself, right? Not just the command to not kill, but to love them as yourself. So those things can happen. And our forefathers knew this. They knew that they could defend one another. And they understood what, you know, the Second Amendment wasn't anything about hunting deer or turkeys or any of that stuff. That was a given. It wasn't, I don't even think it was necessarily about protecting your house from the robber coming. Because it's specifically tied in with the militia. Okay? So I had written before, the framers of the Constitution understand that arms are the only defense against a federal government that would seek to overstep its bounds. James Madison, writing in Federalist Paper number 46, said that the reason the citizens, the militia, are armed is to defend ourselves, our families, our neighborhoods, communities, and states from an overreaching, tyrannical federal government. Here are a couple of things that indicate that the framers of the Constitution understood this. Listen. Number one, they put in the militia, armed citizens, in the Second Amendment. Okay? And the second one that doesn't get a lot of talk these days because we're so controlled by outside forces and some in through defense contractors and such to send our people over to fight wars that we have no business in, they're unconstitutional, or they're not declared by Congress. And yet this one was used. This one was used back in our history. I'll tell you about this in a second. Letters of mark and reprisal, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. Congress can issue these. This gives authority to Congress to authorize privately owned armed ships. How do you like that? I wonder if that would frighten the gun confiscators. They can authorize privately owned armed ships to make war on the enemies of the United States. And we have an example of this in history under Thomas Jefferson. It was called the Barbary Wars. We didn't have military jumping out there and doing all those things. We had men with privately owned warships who went and fought. Yeah, they took some Marines with them too. But these were privately owned warships. Now somebody gets upset if somebody says, hey, I'd like to own a tank. Or, hey, I'd like to get one of those aircraft carriers if I could only afford it, right? Or, hey, I'd like to get some of these other things. And they say, you're crazy, man. Well, wait a minute. The forefathers knew this. Now, let me give you some of the bad guys and what they say. And then I'm gonna compare that with the founding fathers of the United States. All right? Here's a couple. Here's Adolf Hitler. What good fortune for those in power that people do not think. That people do not think. And for many in our society, they don't pause to think about what they're being told. Whether it's the music they listen to, the news that comes to them, whether it's quote-unquote conservative, liberal, mockingbird, whatever the case may be, they just, oh, yep, that sounds right, and they'll cling on to that. They don't think. We've lost critical thinking because we've been indoctrinated to not think. And this goes back to the education issue that I talked about before. You know, the Bible's filled with times where, you know, we're to reason about things. You can recall when the children of Israel left Egypt and they sat down to have the Passover meal. Your children are going to ask questions. They're curious. They want to know. They want to understand. And there's got to be some critical thinking involved in these things. Second, Mao Zedong. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Well, isn't that brilliant? And it's true. Here in the United States, who has had the power? The people, because they're armed. The problem is, we have been so effeminized that the men in our society won't take up their arms when rights are being violated, when injustices are happening right in front of them, and all these kinds of things. You go back 100 years, you could probably go back 50 or 60 years ago, and men would do that. They would stand up and they would deal with things. Not so today. Joseph Stalin, if the opposition disarms, that's the citizen, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. Chairman Mao, the cult of xenophobia is the cheapest and surest method of obtaining from the masses the ignorant and savage patriotism which puts the blame for every political folly or social misfortune upon the foreigner. Now, see, again, this is some of the stuff that we're hearing, right, that comes through the media, whether conservative or liberal, and you're hearing that too, and then they use it to pit the people against one another, and a lot of that will stem going on to firearms. We saw Barack Obama do it in Mexico. They were doing Operation Fast and Furious, him and Eric Holder, who was held in contempt of Congress, and no justice ever came of that either, did it, Daryl Issa? Nothing. You guys just let that guy walk after he committed a crime. We also have Adolf Hitler saying, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. Now, in our past, we haven't done that. Well, we had certain times, but we've gotten away from that. The issue isn't about, well, race is an evolutionary concept anyway. We're all the same color of skin, just shades of it. Okay? Did you get that? We're all the same color of skin, just shades of it. Some of us lighter, some of us darker. But here's what they wanted to do. Don't allow those quote-unquote races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by so doing. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. There are several of these. Vladimir Lenin, our power does not know liberty or justice. It is established on the destruction of the individual will. Oh, that one's... See, this is how they wear you down. They do it day in and day out and day in and day out. And this is why you've got to be refreshed at the tree of life, right? The waters that flow out from the throne of God. Because they are there to tear down us, tear down our will. And we've got to be those who are able to stand in the day of battle, not run from it. Here's another one. The people of the various provinces are strictly forbidden to have in their possession any swords, short swords, bows, spears, firearms, or other types of arms. The possession of unnecessary implements makes difficult the collection of taxes and dues and tends to foment uprisings. No, that's not necessarily what it is unless you're bad tyrants. Then you can worry about those kinds of things. And we have guys like Beto O'Rourke, you know, good buddies with China Joe. He says, yeah, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47, and China Joe's still got him on the hook over there somewhere. He can never remember who he is again. Barack Obama, recently. Or a more recent person in history other than the ones I was quoting. I don't believe people should be able to own guns. This was a guy who put his hand on the Bible and swore to uphold the Constitution that has the Second Amendment in it. That says it's a God-given right. It shall not be infringed. And Obama did all he could do to try to do it too. Attack the Second Amendment. So let me give you a couple of others. There's some. I'll have these links up so you guys. There's several others. I've got a couple of articles with these kind of quotes in them, and I'll have them linked up in an archive later at sonsoflibertymedia.com. But what about our founding fathers? Thomas Paine said at the time, "We fight not to enslave, but to set a country free, and to make room upon the earth for honest men to live in." Oh, that we had honest men today. That would stand and do the same thing. George Washington, and having pleased the Almighty Ruler of the universe to defend the cause of the United States, the United American States, and finally to raise up a powerful friend among the princes of the earth to establish our liberty and independence upon a lasting foundation, it becomes us to set apart a day for gratefully acknowledging the divine goodness and celebrating the important event which we owe to his divine interposition. Now, some of these guys were open Christians. Some of them went to church and all this other. The fact of the matter is they would recognize that it would be God who would give them liberty, and they were going to have to fight for it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment coming up. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, final segment here, 1-866-582-9933. One other quote here leading up to the War for Independence, or in that whole fight for liberty, against the tyrants who he was trying to take the people's arms too. This was the whole idea behind why they had to go and get all the muskets and the gunpowder and the cannons, because the British were coming for them. All right? This one comes from Thomas Paine. He said, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of their country, but he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph." It reminds me of what Christ did. He looked beyond the humiliation, the shame of the cross, to the glory that was set before him, right? And this is what these men do. Here are some of the quotes from a few of our founding fathers, and I want to give you a couple of passages of scripture that we'll go to as well. George Washington said, "I heard the bullets whistle, and believe me, there is something charming in the sound." I remember Chris Peranto, you know, from the Benghazi thing that went on. I remember him talking about being in the midst of the firefight, and he would just zone out and be quiet, like he got lost in what was happening, and he just kind of go, whew. And he's like, there's something about the bullets flying by you. It was the first time I'd experienced that from somebody in that kind of way. But he made mention of something very much like that as well. Let's go to somebody like, again, George Washington. He says, "Oh, sir," or excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong thing. Patrick Henry, I'm sorry. "Oh, sir, we should have fine times indeed if to punish tyrants, if we're only sufficient to assemble the people. Your arms, wherewith you could defend yourselves, are gone, and you have no longer an aristocratical, no longer a democratical spirit. Did you ever read of any revolution in the nation brought about by the punishment of those in power, inflicted by those who had no power at all?" See, your arms continue to maintain some bit of liberty, but only if you're going to use them together. This is why it's necessary. It is necessary. The militia issue. It's necessary for the security of a free state. If you don't have a militia, you have to ask yourself the question, do you have a free state? Because who's got the guns and the organization? I'm not even going to tell you. You can figure that one out on your own. William Penn, "It is a great mark of the corruption of our natures and what ought to humble us extremely and excite the exercise of our reason to a nobler and juster sense that we cannot see the use and pleasure of our comforts but by the want of them. As if we could not taste the benefit of health but by the help of sickness, nor understand the satisfaction of fullness without the instruction of want, not finally know the comfort of peace but by the smart and penance of the vices of war, and without dispute, that is not the best reason that God is pleased to chastise us so frequently with it." Now, how do men commit war? Well, they're doing it today, obviously, with guns, with knives, with RPGs, with helicopters and planes and all kinds of other armaments. And this is what he's talking about. This is the use of those things. We have to endure them. Okay? But best for us to put down those who are lawless and bring justice against them. Now, with that said, self-defense is biblical. Okay? A couple of passages. Exodus 22, verses 2 and 3. "If the thief is found breaking in and he is struck so that he dies, there shall be no guilt for his bloodshed. If the sun has risen on him, there shall be guilt for his bloodshed. He should make full restitution. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft." In other words, he becomes a slave because of what he stole. That's if he's coming in the day. In the nighttime, if he gets killed, it's on him. In Proverbs 25:26, we read that a righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring and a polluted well. Are we glad that there are men in our history who didn't falter before the wicked, who didn't say, "Well, you know, I can't take up arms against you because that may not I might have to kill you," and they misunderstand and strip out the scriptures and say, "Oh, I shouldn't do that." And yet, the Lord Jesus, on the night he's betrayed, right? He said unto them. Now he says, "When I sent you out without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything?" And they said nothing. And he said unto them. Now he's talking about what happened before. Now he says something else. He says, "But now he that hath the purse, let him take it." Oh, you guys don't have any faith. Well, that's not what Jesus said. He says, "Now go and take it. You know that I'll take care of you without it. Now go and take it. And likewise his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me," that's his death, burial, and resurrection. "And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end." And they said, "Lord, behold, there are two swords." They missed the whole point about the gospel. And we got two swords. And he said unto them, "It is enough." Yeah, it is. And Jesus encouraged that. Why didn't Jesus come and take up arms and call his legion? Because he came to die for sinners. See, there's a point to what he's doing. He's saying, "I'm going away from you. I'm going to accomplish this for you. But don't be foolish. Don't be without the ability to defend yourselves. And then one of my personal favorites comes out of Genesis chapter 14. I shared this here recently, I think, on the morning show. But in this passage, you see the kings come out, and it's a weird thing for me, but maybe this is what they do all the time. I just haven't paid attention to the times. You know, maybe get one of those guys that always picks the dates and say all this happens on this certain date and this stuff. The springtime comes, all the kings, it's time to fight. That's the way it reads. And the kings go out and they fight. And Abram's nephew, Lot, gets caught up in the midst of it and gets taken captive. Now, listen to what... Now, remember, Abram is the father of the faith. Okay? And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed... Do you hear that? He armed his trained servants. So they were armed and they were trained. Those who were in his house, the men in his house, these are the same guys who will go along and be circumcised as part of the covenant too. Born in his own house, 318 of these guys he had. And they didn't ask anybody's permission. They were going to get Lot back. And they pursued these kings unto Dan. And he divided himself against them. So he was really warfare minded. He was strategic here. He divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And then we read about him coming out and meeting this king of Sodom, who went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer. I messed that up bad. Sorry about that. And of the kings that were with him, and at the valley of Sheba, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies in thine hand." And he gave him tithes of all, and then Melchizedek turned around and gave him wine and bread. Melchizedek is a picture of the priesthood of Christ. And does Melchizedek condemn Abraham because him and 318 of his men got armed and went and, how shall we say this? In the South, we say, open up a can, right? On the kings, right? Did he? No, he blessed him. And he blessed God who gave his enemies into his hand. And yet today, where are we at here, church? We're worried about falling into the hands of the enemy rather than falling into the hands of an angry God, as Jonathan Edwards rightly preached. We're in serious need of repentance. And we've got to start taking up our duty as men, not just in teaching our children, but in defending them, defending our families, our neighbors, and if we want it, a free state. All right, we'll be back with you in the morning, 6 a.m., Lord willing. Talk to you then. See you, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.